I just released, you're going to hear some noise. That is the tea bubbling up, boiling, okay? It's just part of the experience of this podcast. Tea is my co-host. So I released the Alpine, well, I actually did this last week before I went on vacation, but I released an Alpine plugin called Sortable. And here are the interesting, there's a lot to talk about. I think this reveals a lot about me and my process and the good and the bad, maybe even more bad than good that I can think of with this. Few things. You didn't know that I was working on a sort plugin. So that's one thing. I do this thing where when I get a good idea or when I like what I'm working on, I don't tell anybody about it. I don't know why. Maybe it's so that I can launch something with some amount of surprise, but I think it's a poor strategy. I don't think it's good marketing in general to just not talk about a thing and everybody just doesn't know what you're working on and then you launch to a cold audience, you know? And that's exactly what I'm doing here. There's no fanfare for this. There's no pent up, you know, excitement. I didn't tease anything. This is just straight up. I just built this in the dark and then, you know, like tested it, polished it. This is over about a month and a half, I think, of wrestling. The past month and a half of my life has been consumed by sorting. Did you even know that? You didn't know that. You didn't know that. The only thing you might have seen is me post a Trello clone demo at some point. And that was even way after I built that Trello clone demo. And the Trello clone demo did spawn this whole journey. But there's big questions. Like, why wasn't I talking about any of this? That's question number one. Another question is, why did I even do this in the first place? How important is this for people's applications? It's not that important. I think this is one of those cherry on top things. It covers a specific use case. If you're building a Trello clone, if you're building a Kanban board inside your application, this is extremely helpful for you. So yeah, there you go. But how many people are doing that? How many people need to drag and sort items? Maybe column headers on a table is something that people need to sort and drag every once in a while. I don't know, but it's not a common thing. I've never actually needed to do it in a production application. So how about that? Oh, there are way better ways for me to spend my time right now. I have other higher priorities. I have promised put on the docs coming soon, the Wire Navigate screencast series. Haven't started that because I took a quick detour down Trello lane, which landed me at, this is a screencast series I would like to make. So I went hard and I put a ton of time into making a beautiful Trello clone that I'm proud of. And I created a new series for it on my computer, a new folder in the series directory, a wallpaper for the series. I started building it out and committing the code and finalizing it and designing it all in Tailwind and making it generic and figuring out every little technical detail and being happy with it, only to realize this is way too much. This is way too much to teach. I need to do a very specific targeted series on sorting first. Then I go to do this sorting series and I go, well, there's a few other things in here. I need to do a very specific targeted series on optimistic updates to a list. Okay. Well, even that, I need to do a very specific targeted series on, what was it? What's the other one? There's another one. There's another series that comes out of this. Oh, because each item in a Trello board has a reusable modal, edit modal. I never covered reusable edit modals. I need to have an entire dedicated series on reusable modals. Now, that is something that is actually extremely useful, and I should have been spending my time on in the first place. That should have been step one. But I got carried away with this. It's the pros of being self-employed, and the cons is I can do whatever I want, so I do whatever I want. And sometimes that's a good thing because the things I'm excited about align with the things that people need and that generate excitement. But then sometimes it's just technical challenges. I am addicted to a technical challenge. And the sorting stuff is the perfect manifestation of it because most people really don't care that much. But it's captured me. This problem. Should we be building this natively? Are the drag and drop web APIs good enough? They're not. What's the best package out there? Let's research every single package out there and pull them in and use them and look at the issues, how many are open, and look at how recently it's been maintained. figure it all out. Send emails to the creators to see if they're okay with me wrapping up their package for Alpine, or they would rather make an Alpine plugin or adapter themselves. Go through all of this work. There already is an Alpine sortable JS thing. I'm pretty sure that it already exists. Reinvent wheel after wheel after wheel. Go deep, 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 deep. Find really obscure bugs with like morph marker injection in Livewire and sorting. If you're like Dan Heron or one of the Filament team or somebody who's actually like dealt with sorting in production with Livewire, you probably know what I'm talking about. You probably know this problem. You may not have identified the exact cause, but I fixed it. If you use the Alpine sortable plugin, it knows how to keep morph markers intact. It's smart like that. Go through all of those things. And even then, I get to the end. Oh, I record the series. I start recording the series and just implementing sortable JS. I get really far and then I trash it all and make an Alpine plugin because I'm just so unhappy with how much technical like knowledge you need to have to do this thing. It just feels so ugly to me. And then it unearths other problems in Livewire. It's like, oh, I wish there was a better way to conditionally load like a specific bundle of an integration. And you know, it's like, so I'll solve all my problems. I'll make a first party Alpine plugin. Yeah, that's what I'll do. So enter another week of working on this thing and documenting it and testing it and blah, 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 and doing all that. Okay, we do that. Then we go back and we re-record the series. Okay, we get pretty far. And we realize we're not happy with the API that we chose for the plugin. And we already released the plugin. I tagged a version. I didn't tag a beta. I tagged a version like an idiot right away without living with it. I'm an idiot. I knew that was a dumb thing to do. And I did it anyway because I'm dumb. And then I go and I'm recording the series and I'm realizing like, yeah, I'm not happy with this API. I made a bad decision. It needs to be something else. So what do I do? And this is after I recorded 7 of the 10 episodes. 7 of the 10 episodes. It took me a long time. All of the code is done. It's committed. All the episodes are edited. They're ready to go. And then I have to trash it all. And I do. And then I start from scratch. And I redo the entire series. And I re-record the entire thing from scratch. Episode 1 through 10. And finish that. And am finally happy with it all. I'm happy with the plugin. I'm happy with, even at the very end. I think, I don't know where this falls in the timeline. Sortable handles. I want a little drag handle on an item, right? Okay, I got the drag handle. Great. So easy. Why is the hover state? Wouldn't it be cool if I made the drag handle fly in when you hover over the item so it's not always visible? Yeah, that'd be really cool. Okay, let's do that. So we add some, you know, tailwind, hover, colon, transition, transform, whatever, X, -1. Okay, transitions in, opacity in, great. Grab the drag handle. Now drag away. Okay, now the other element that gets swapped in its place temporarily inherits that old hover state with CSS. What the heck? Keep dragging. Anything that's in that hole that you dragged away from will inherit that hover state. What the heck? Can't figure it out. Can't figure it out for the life of me. Go to GitHub. Oh, there it is. There's issues on sortable JS. There's issues on draggable. There's issues on React DND. There's issues on Dragula. And they all link to issues in the Chrome bug tracker. There's bugs in Chrome and Safari that cause this when you're using the drag API where the hover states are broken. They're broken when you're dealing with dragging. What? So now I can't move on. This is what I could have done is not done hover states on these draggable elements and moved on with my life. But I didn't. I got addicted to the problem. It was like, ooh, how do I solve this hurdle? How do I solve this hurdle in a clean way? So I add a new feature to the plugin where when you're dragging, a class is added to the body that says sorting. And you can use that with Tailwind arbitrary variants to conditionally apply styles if a user is hovering and that sorting class does not exist on the body. Okay, we fix that now. Great. And it's kind of hacky, but it is like pure Tailwind. And I documented it. It's in a section called hover bug or whatever. Okay, think I'm done. This is perfect now. It's perfect. This works with everything. It's a beautiful API. It's super robust. It has nice transitions. That's a whole other thing I didn't even tell you about. Getting nice transitions to work. I started with auto animate, and that breaks all sorts of things for all sorts of reasons and works with draggable and not with sortable and blah, blah, blah. Finally get the animations. Get the morph injection stuff figured out. Get this hover state figured out. It's done. It's beautiful. It works great. I'm so happy with it. But alas, there is a final bug where that hover state problem exists. When you drop it for a single, until you move your mouse, the hover state is straight up effed. It's straight up effed up. It's so dumb. And then I look deeper in the bugs on Chrome and Safari and find that, okay, this is a documented thing in like 2014. So there's no hope of it getting changed. There's got to be a hack around this. People are suggesting hacks. I'm trying everything. I'm racking my brain for ways to force the browser to reassess what elements are truly hoverable at that point in time, to do a sanity check and go, hey, where is the mouse actually? Because maybe we should put the hover state there. You know, can't figure it out. And the bug is in there. It's still in there, but it's an edgy bug. And if you don't use hover states, and you don't even ever notice it. And even if you do, it's not like the worst bug. But anyway, that's where we're at. And then finally, I can talk about it. Now I can tell you about it. After all of that, why did I do any of that? Because I'm addicted to problems. I get addicted to problems. And I need to like satisfy, I don't know. So, okay, I'm telling you a lot of the bad. A lot of the bad is, why am I even doing this in the first place? More bad is not understanding when to cut bait. Another bad is not prioritizing and keeping scope down. And another bad, yeah, just that kind of stuff. What's the good? Okay, well, I do have what I think is the best. I didn't even talk about all the server-side implementation stuff of actually building a LiveWire composer package and then destroying it, trying other packages, building my own from scratch multiple times. Thrashing is the best way to describe it. Nothing but thrashing. But guess who understands sorting super freaking well now? And you know what? If you watch the screencast series, there's a LiveWire screencast series out. I put it out. You'll understand it all too. And okay, here's some of the pros. Let's talk about the pros. Why is this good that I am this way? It is good that I am this way because I build solid foundations, even though it takes me a long time and sometimes multiple attempts, and sometimes it's not even the best usage of my time, but it is a solid foundation. I am proud of it. You can use this and it will be very robust. And the API is well thought out. We've had 5 years of dealing with the concept of sorting in LiveWire. We've solved problems. We've solved API problems. We've fixed bugs. And now we have something that's evergreen. This Alpine plugin is evergreen. Where the LiveWire sortable plugin was kind of experimental. Oh, I oversteeped the tea. Gross. Oh, that's a bummer. So yeah, that's a pro. And that's probably the biggest pro, because I am still, you know, proud of a lot of the API decisions because they took me a long time. And I tried other things for a long time and I let them simmer. We've talked about simmering a lot. I let things simmer generally, except when I freaking tagged that plugin too early. Oh, what did I do when I tagged that plugin too early and I wanted to change it all? I had to, because of the 3 days or whatever, a week that it was secretly public and I couldn't break the change and just tag a new whole version be for other reasons that I decided on. I like supported the entire old API in backwards compatibility mode, basically. So there's like code for 2 ways of using the plugin in the source, but you won't ever know that. So it's fine. Okay. Caleb, keep on task here. The good. Yes. Solid foundation. That's good. Another good is by the time I had recorded this thing for the final attempt, I pretty much didn't need to make any edits. It happened fast, and I was way more clear and targeted than I was in every previous iteration. By the time I had recorded the final intro episode and the final introducing the concept of sorting episode and the database portion and all these things, it got honed. That's what it is. It's just like repetition. And so much of this thrashing, it's like maybe a perfectionism thing. I'm not a perfectionist, but sometimes in scenarios like this, you could call me a perfectionist. And what ends up happening is I burn time like crazy. But by the end of it, I can really explain something very well and very clearly. And I know the code like the back of my hand. And it's like if you had just seen me record the final version of this series, you would go, this guy's an expert. He effortlessly, clearly describes things as he goes, and the code is well done and well written and smooth, and it's like pretty good. But you missed all the other parts where I just freaking shit the bed over and over. I'm going to pour out this tea, I think, and try again. So yeah, so that's a good thing, that the final product ends up being good because of all the, you know, iterating and thrashing, whatever. So I built solid foundations. My final products are generally pretty polished. By final, I mean, when I like actually launch something and tell people about it, for the most part, you're going to see something that's high quality. I think that is true of me. Which of course the flip side con is that I'm not talking about things all the time because I'm sort of waiting for them to be crystallized. So those are good things. And what are the other good things? I think I had another good thing that I can't recall at the moment. Whatever. Yeah. So solid foundation, polished stuff, and I don't freaking know. That's it. But yeah, it's done now. And now I get to set fire to the concept of sorting. No, I honestly am reminded of the journey that got me here. And I'm like, man, I got to do that reusable modal series and basically everything before Wire Navigate. I really don't want to do that. My standards for these screencasts, I think, are too high. I think I could record so much more if I let up on my standards, but still, and this is that good, bad thing I've talked about forever. I am not happy teaching you how to do something that feels like a hack, where if I wasn't the creator, I would teach you hacks because they would be interesting. You know, I wouldn't, because I couldn't add to the framework. This is also being stuck on a random problem. You end up unearthing all of these other more generic problems and finding APIs and things that are good and exciting. Like I added a pull method to Livewire. I added, what else? I added a pull method to Livewire, obviously a plugin to Alpine. I think I added one more API or two. I definitely fixed a few bugs. I thought through things really deeply and fixed some stuff and added some stuff that doesn't just apply to sorting. And that kind of applies to everything. So there is sort of just value in going, if you just go deep on everything, you'll waste a lot of time on specific things, but then you'll also spend a lot of time on valuable generic problems. But whatever, shut up. I'm rambling at this point. Go watch the freaking series. See ya.